Shalom to all. Today's officer Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Yud Ches, and we're starting Yud Zayin Amud Beis about two lines off at the bottom with the words of Bon Bar Chiyabai and Vilnius Daf San Tes Zayin Amud Aleph about core way in. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarad Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing a person who ate Trumas Chametz on Pesach. The Gemara tells us Rabbon Bar Chiyabai, Rabbon Bar Chiyah asked the following question: Hoichol Trumas Chametz on Pesach? One who ate Trumas Chametz on Pesach, Lemihu Meshalim? Who does he pay? We explained in the mission that when one eats Trumah B'Shogeg, he pays back the same food that he ate, which then becomes Truma. And with regular Truma, this is called Gazal Hashem. He stole from the Kaihanim, so he just gives his food to whichever kind he wants. But Chametz has no value, so who's he paying this Chametz back to? And the answer is Yerchas Amar Alpha on top to Folk Rabbi Yechon Rishim and Lakish. It's Machalik Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. This spot, and they argue as follows. The proper Girsa is Ha'oichel Truma Avi Imai Kain. Let's say a person ate Truma that he got as a Yerusha from his mother's father, which was a Kain. His mother was the daughter of a Kain. She married this guy's father, who's just a regular Yisrael, so his fellow's a Yisrael, but he inherited his grandfather, who was a Kain. So he has Truma, which is 100% legally his. He obviously can't eat it. It would have to be given to a Kayin, but he's allowed to sell it to a Kayin because again it belongs to him, so it doesn't have to be given for free. But what he did was eat it. What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishalm l'shevet, he has to pay to the Shevet. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakshamer, he says, Mishalm l'atzmai, he pays himself. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still considered stealing from the Shevet, so he gives the Karen of Chaimesh to a Kayin as his kapara. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, this is his Truma. He didn't steal it from anyone per se, therefore he just has to replace what he ate, but he could still sell that to a Kayin because again it's his. And we take the same machlekes and apply it to Trumas Chametz. Rabbi Yochanan would require him to give it to a Kayin because that's his kapara. Whereas Rish Lakish should say he could keep it himself because it has no value. So even though he has to replace that which he ate, he could still keep it. Now Amar of Manu Kumi Rabbi Yisar, Rabbi Yonah said in front of Rabbi Yisar, the Mistabra Yadir Rav Shimon Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. It's logical to say that Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan bechametz in regards to the chametz itself, not bechaimish. That's not the proper gears, but bechametz shum shalom l'shevet, that he would pay it to the shevet. And while he responded to him, Ofan Nasav Arkein, I also agree with that. Why is that? Shekin Truma Tmeya Afar l'shevet, because Tamei Truma after it's burned, the ashes go to the shevet. In other words, we know that Tamei Truma is burned. And the Kohen has a lot of benefit from it, not only as it's burning, but also use the ashes as well. And it's the same with Trumas Chametz, that after it's burned, the ashes are mutter, and therefore designated for the Kohanim. And so it makes sense to say that with the Chametz itself, that Rish Lakish would agree that that would have to be given to Kohen, and it's only the Chametz that they argue about. However, Asar B'Yesu Rabban, and he said, B'Shem Ravacha, Afilu Alel Pligin, even in this case, they argue, meaning Rishmu would not agree. And that's because Truma Tameya is different, because the actual Truma is allowed to be used. As we just said, the Kohen's allowed to benefit from it when it's burning. Mash Enkin with Chametz, which is Asur Bana, and the fact that he could use the ashes after it's burned is not a raya, because that's considered something brand new, not connected to the thing that it used to be, and therefore not able to compare Tamei Truma that's burned to Chametz Truma, which is burned. Now we go into another related discussion. Rabbi Yisa Bai, Rabbi Yisa asked the following question: Hanenim in a hektesh pachas mishava pruta, mahu sheichai b'tashlumin. Somebody who benefits from hektesh, but he had less than the value of a pruta of benefit. Is he going to be chayv to pay? This is called me'ila, when a person misappropriates hektesh. And we know the minimum amount that he'd be chayv a carbon me'ila for is a pruta. But what about paying hektesh? Maybe even if he benefits less than a shav pruta, he'd be chayv to pay. So he told in Nishmim Adal, let's learn from the following. It says in the pasuk, "Ve'es hasher chatam an hakodesh yishalem," that which he sinned from the kodesh, meaning he misappropriated hektesh, he has to pay. What do we learn from here? Parat lepachas m'shav pruta. This excludes if he benefited less than a shav pruta's worth. So it seems to be that's our answer. However, isnai tani, there are those that teach that l'rabbis, the next word is not part of the girsa. In other words, the pasuk is not excluding if he benefits less than a pruta; it's including if he benefits less than a pruta. And we explain that it's actually not a stira. Mad amar prat, the one who says that it's excluding, skip the next four words. What's it referring to? Le carbon. It means that if he's mile and less than a shava pruta, then he doesn't have to bring a carbon. And manda amr le rabbis, the one who says that it's including something, that's betashlumin, it means that he does have to pay. So I know this, the Gemara asks another question. Come on to Tamar Taman. Just like we said over there regarding me'ila, the pasuk m'shava pruta mezid. If he was ever me'ila in less than a shava pruta, be mezid. Even though he doesn't have to pay a chamish and asham, he still has to pay to the shevet, which means he still has to pay for it, as we just said. So the question is, would we say the same thing over here in regards to Truma? If a guy ate less than a shava pruta's worth of Truma, not Truma's Chametz, just Truma, would he have to pay for that as well? And so Amr Chavraya Kumi Rabbi Yisa, the Chavraya said in front of Rabbi Yisa, V'lama Sisahi, isn't that our Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? Hoichol Truma's Chametz on Pesach, somebody ate Truma's Chametz on Pesach, Shoyge Givitzo B'Shoyge Mishlam Karim Chaimesh, he pays Karim Chaimesh, whereas Mezid, Veda B'Mezid, Patam Rata Shulam Dmei Eitzim, he doesn't have to pay at all for it, or for the Dmei Eitzim, and we know that Chametz on Pesach is completely valueless, it's not worth anything, so it's basically the same thing as eating less than a shava pruta's worth, and so we see that when less than a shava pruta's worth is eaten, he doesn't have to pay for it. However, Amar Loin, Rabbi Yisrael responded to them that no, Taman over there in the case of Chametz on Pesach ain't a royal hashlam olel. It's not even fit to be mashlam on it. No matter how much Chametz he adds on to that which he ate, it's never going to be worth anything because Chametz on Pesach isn't worth anything. Ram Hachai over here, when we're talking about either Me'ila, regular Truma, Roy Hula Hashlam olel, he's able to be mashlam it, meaning even though he ate less than a shav pruta's worth, since it does have some sort of value to it, he technically could add on more, making it the total total of a shavapruta. And that's why he would have to pay, even though he ate less than a shavapruta is worth. And again, we can't bring a raya from chametz, because chametz has no value whatsoever. Now we're going to move on to a different discussion, but it requires a little bit of introduction. Let's say a person is either one lav, or does one action, that he technically chayev two separate things for, malchus and mamon. He would get malchus because he's over the lav, and he also would incur some sort of tashlum and some sort of mamonous payment with that. So in regards to these situations, we have a drasha that tells us, mishum risha achas ata mechayevai, we can mechayev a person for one risha, for one bad things, v'yata mechayev mishum shtei rishayos, you can't mechayev him for two bad things that he did. And therefore, in this situation, he would only be chayev malchus and not mamon. Malchus is the stronger, the more chamer of the two, and therefore, he would only get malchus and not have to pay the mamonous. Now, let's say he was over this b'shaygeg. If he would be over b'mezid, he would for sure get malchus, but he was over b'shaygeg, so he's definitely not going to get malchus. The question is, maybe he wouldn't have to make the mamonous payment because it's still under the category of something that technically comes along with the chi of malchus, and then he would be completely potter from everything, or maybe he's chayv mamonous. And that's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlokesh. Rabbi Yochanan holds that since he did a b'shaygeg and he's definitely not going to be getting malchus, so he does have to pay, whereas Shlokesh holds that no, since this fits under the category of something that he would be chayv malchus for if he would have done it b'mezid, so even though he did it b'shaygeg, he's still not going to be chayv tashlumen, he doesn't have to make that monetary payment, except in one case, which is when he eats truma, since the Torah tells us b'feirush that when he eats truma, he has to pay both b'mezid and b'shaygeg, so then he has to make that payment. But if we're not talking about truma, so he would not only not receive malchus because he did a b'shaygeg, he also wouldn't have to make a payment. Now we're going to bring up three different cases, which all fit under the same category, and we're going to see what the question is. Let's say, shaygeg b'truma u'mezid b'chametz. He ate the truma b'shaygeg, but he was mezid, meaning he knew that it was chametz. He just didn't know that it was truma. Or yudchas u'mezid on top, shaygeg b'truma u'mezid b'nazir. He drank truma wine b'shaygeg, he didn't realize that it was truma, but he was mezid in the fact that he was a nazir, and he knows that a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Or similarly, shaygeg b'truma u'mezid b'yom kippurim. He was shaygeg in the fact that that which he ate on Yom Kippur was truma, but he knew that it was Yom Kippur, then he's not allowed to eat. And over here, we have two different things going on. We have the fact that he ate truma b'shaygeg, which he would have to pay for, but we also have the fact that he was either a different lav, b'mezid. And the question is that similar to the case that we just mentioned previously, where he was either one thing and simultaneously potentially chayv two things? In practice, we could only be mechayv him one or not. And we go through both options. The Gemara says, in tiftarina l'shnei dvarim, if you want to explain this, that this is two separate things. It's two totally separate lav in that he was either one lav of eating truma b'shaygeg, and one lav of the fact that it was either chametz on Pesach, or that it was one he was a nazir, or that he ate it on Yom Kippur. So nicha, this is good, which means that this is not a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because according to both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, since this is considered two totally separate things, he's chayiv both punishments, both malchus and mamon. However, in tiftarina l'davar echad, if you want to consider this like one thing, because since at the end of the day he only ate one kezias, let's say, and in that kezias there was two separate issues, and then we're going to look at it like one action that has two potential things he could be chayiv. So then machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, this would be the same machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he would only get malchus because Rabbi Yochanan wants to get malchus and not mamon, whereas a Shlakish would hold he has to pay mamonis and not get malchus, because since he did a b'shaygeg, we're actually pottering him from the malchus, but he'd still be chayiv the mamonis, because again, we're discussing truma. Now we got to halacha dalid, we start discussing what type of things one could be yitzer the chiyuv of matzah with. The Mishnah says, il dvarim she'adam yitzer b'hen yidei chavasu b'pesach, the following things could be used for a person to be yitzer the chiyuv of matzah with on Pesach. B'chitim, with wheat, u'b'sayrim, barley, u'b'kusman, with spelt, u'b'shibayos shua, with oats, u'b'shifan, and with rye. Now they don't have to just be regular chulin, they could also be something unique. U'b'demai, they could even be demai, which means this produce is coming from an Amma Aret, and we're not so sure whether or not he took off the proper maestris, and the reason why he could be yitzer his chiyuv with it is because the majority of Amaratim do separate the proper maaser, and therefore when he's coming to eat his matzah, even though it was demai, it's not a problem. Also, maaser rishon shenel trumasai, it could be maaser rishon that the trumas maaser was taken off of it, maaser sheni v'hektish shiniftu, or it's maaser sheni or hektish that was redeemed properly, and so it's allowed to be eaten. It's just considered like regular chulin. Furthermore, v'kayhanim b'chala b'truma, kayhanim, they could be yitzer the chiyuv of matzah with chala that was separated from a dough and given to them, or with truma. And the chiddush over here is that even though it's not able to be eaten by anyone other than a kayin, they're still allowed to be yitzer the chiyuv. Aval, however, says the Mishnah, loy betevel, not with 100% tevel, v'loy b'maaser rishon shaloy nitzer trumasai, and not with maaser rishon that the trumas maaser was not yet separated and given to a kayin, and v'loy maaser sheni v'hektish shaloy niftu, not maaser sheni outside Yerushalayim or hektish that wasn't properly redeemed. Lastly, says the Mishnah, chalos hayd rikike nazir, regarding the chalos from a carbon taida and the rikikim that are part of the carbon nazir, both of these are actually matzah that have to be brought with these carbonos. So it depends. Asan la'atzmai, if he made them for himself, meaning he made them for his carbon, in yetzer behen, he can't be yetzer with them because they have the kedusha of a carbon and therefore they can't be used for matzah. Whereas asan limker l'shuk, if he made them intending that he was going to sell them to other people who might need them and no one ended up buying them, so then yetzer behen, he could be yetzer his chiyuv of matzah with them. And that's because when he made them with intention to sell, they don't have kedusha's carbon yet and therefore could be used for matzah on Pesach. And the Gemara tells us, Ksiv it says in the pasuk, in regards to the chiyuv of chala, v'haya ba'achachem milachem ha'aretz, tarimu truma l'Hashem, it'll be when you eat from the lechem of the land, you shall separate a truma for Hashem Hashem. And again, this is referring to separating part of the dough and giving it as challah to the kohen. Now, I would say based off of this pasuk that you called Ram chayav mechallah, that all types of things are chayav and challah, including some sort of dish made out of kitnias, like beans and legumes, and that's because they all technically fit under the title of lechem. There's something that sustains a person. And then we learn from the pasuk that says, mi lechem, v'yob achalchem mi lechem ha'aretz. That tells us only from some of the bread you're chayav and challah. V'lay kol lechem, not all bread, meaning not all things that sustain, is one going to be chayav and challah, and therefore legumes and beans and things like that are excluded. Now we continue, imi lechem v'lay kol lechem, if we're going to be having this joshua of just some lechem, but not all lechem, then ein le'alchitim musarim b'vad. I would say that this applies only to wheat and barley bread. That's because main bread is made out of wheat and barley. Most people don't eat rye, spelt, or oat bread. So shayar minim minayin, how do we know the other minim, these other three grains, how do we know they're chayav and challah? Tamalayim, that's why this pasuk says, reishis harisay seichem, the first of your doughs, riba, this is an inclusion, because mentioning all dough, ribas hakol, so that includes everything, meaning the chameshas minay dagon, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, they're all chayav and challah. Now Rabbi Yosef says, b'shem Rabbi Shimon, that Tani Rabbi Shmuel kain, Rabbi Shmuel teaches this, and Rabbi Yonah quotes Rabbi Zeura, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Lakish, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, and Amar of Mana of Mana said, Azul is the Kesarin, I went to Kesarin, b'shamas Rabbi Chua bar Zeura Amar, I heard Rabbi Chua bar Zeura, that he said, v'abo hava Amar lo b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, that my father, meaning Rabbi Chua bar Zeura, saying the name of his father Zeura, which is really Rabbi Zeira, the following member in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that nemer lechem Pesach, v'nemer lechem b'challah. It says the word lechem in regards to Pesach, obviously talking about matzah, and it says the word lechem in regards to challah. What do we learn from here? Ma lechem shenemer b'Pesach, just like when it says lechem in regards to Pesach, what does that teach us? Davar shu bali de matzah v'chamet, I can only be yotzei mechiv of matzah with something that could either be made into matzah, or it could also become proper chamet, it can rise properly like a normal bread, af lechem shenemer b'challah, so too the lechem that's said b'challah, the only types of doughs that are chayv and challah is davar shu bali de matzah v'chamet, is something that can be made both into matzah, but also into proper chamet. And ubadku matzu, they went out and they checked and they found, she'en lecha bali de matzah v'chamet, el chamesh samina b'vad, the only thing that can be made into matzah and chametz as well, it's a regular dough, is the five minim, the five species of grain, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, ushar kol minin, all other types, ein and bali de matzah chametz el de sirchein. They can't be made into matzah and chametz, rather they come to sirchein, which means they become spoiled. In other words, you might be able to take some sort of other grain type of thing, beans, legumes, rice, millet, things like that, grind them into a sort of flour and make them into matzah or some sort of crunchy cracker, but you cannot turn them into chametz. They don't rise properly. They don't become proper bread. Rather, it's called sirchein. It's kind of like it's spoiled. And this is the joshua of how we know what type of dough is chayv and challah, because we're learning it from the chiv of matzah on Pesach. Now, Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri Omar, he says, karmis chayavis b'challah. Karmis, which is some sort of kitnius, it is chayv and challah if one makes a dough out of it. Ask the Gemara, what exactly is this machlekes? Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri Omar, she bala de matzah v'chametz. Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri holds they could come to being made into regular matzah and also regular chametz, whereas Rabbanan Amri ain't a bala de matzah v'chametz. The Rabbanan are arguing and saying, no, it can't be made into both matzah and chametz. What exactly is this argument? Viv de kua. Why don't they just go check it out? It seems like their argument is in mitzias, whether or not you can make it into proper bread. So why don't we do a little science experiment, take some karmis, try to make it into bread, see if it rises properly, and then we don't have a machlekes anymore. And the answer is, al eger b'dikas ein chalken. They're arguing about the b'dika. They actually did this. They made a science experiment. They did a little project. They took out some karmis, made it into bread. And the argument says follows. You test some alpha on top. The Rabbi Yechim Ben Uri Amar, Yechim Ben Uri says, but kua, they did check it out. And umatsu aisa, shi bali de matzah v'chametz. They found that it does become proper matzah and chametz. Whereas Rabbanan Amar, Rabbanan say that no, but kua, they checked it out. V'loi matzu aisa, shi bali de matzah v'chametz. And they didn't find that it becomes proper matzah and chametz. In other words, their machlekes is, regarding the science experiment, was the outcome regular bread or no? And therefore, their argument does make sense. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about things that became chametz, meaning they were turned into bread by way of something else and what their status would be. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.